It's possible with XVP to do bare metal package processing at the lowest point in the software stack before the kernel network stack, and this is make it ideal for speed. At the end of execution of the XD program, it should return a code. There is three possible choices: XTP pass, let's say packet pass to the normal flow in the kernel network kernel stack, or XTP drop or aborted to drop all the packet, and so this is invisible to the normal stack, or XTP TX or redirect to send the packet away to another destination. Let's see the most basic possible program, XTP program. That is this one, that all it does is just return XTP pass, so the normal flow of the packet is preserved. To compile XTP program, we use a clang with the target BPF option. So this is, for example, to compile the previous program. And after, we can load the program to a network interface using the XTP loader, that is a command provided by XTP tools. If we replace on the previous program, the XTP pass with the XTP drops, all the coming packages will be dropped. As I said, this all will happen before the normal kernel network stack. So this is program, this packet will completely invisible to the normal stack, for example, from TCP dump. Fortunately, for debugging, we can use XTP dump that that permits to view what the XTP programs are doing with the packet and check what is the protocol. If it is IPv4, LAN 8, we check if is ECMP, LAN 12, and after we access the previous map and add one to the value. The next step, obviously, is reading this data from the user space. So we can access the map with a syscall and read all the map. Here we need a loop because for performance, each core on the each CPU on the system have a different map, a different copy of the map, so we need to loop and some of them, but it's quite easy to access and communicate from user space to a BPF kernel space program. And obviously, we need to redirect packet if we want to do some load balancing. So to redirect packet, we use XTP TX or XTP redirect return code. And before redirect, we need to change value of the packet. For example, in these examples, it's very easy. We just swap the source MAC address and the destination source address. So when we return the XTP code, the packet will be redirected to the other machine we selected. Another important optimization to do on the load balancing is using direct server return. So all the server send the response directly to the user without going another time to the load balancer. To do this, load balancer and server must share the same item from the group of backend server. If the server was the first one, the new request go to the second one. And so, in this case, unfortunately, we break connection, for example, if a server goes offline. But if we remove on the in case that the server wasn't on the first choice, all the packets continue to go to the same score. So if we remove not the first one, but the other ones, there is no problem for rendezvous hashing. Instead, in many cases, the hashing completely changes if we change the set of server and all the connection blocks, not only one or of all the servers. This is all interesting, but it would be really nice if we can do load balancing without load balancer. And for doing this, we can leverage the ACMP routing feature that the routers have. Equal cost multipath routing is designed for split traffic destined to a single IP across multiple links of equal cost, but we can use it to split the traffic between server if all the server announce the same IP. And in this case, the router blissfully redirects the packet to all the server without knowing that it's not one, but n servers that receive packages. So we can go from a normal architecture with a load balancer between a server and router to a completely distributed load balancer where the packages are distributed using ECMP. So XCP is really useful for high-performance load balancer and using optimization like direct server return, we can also increase the throughput. To redirect all the package to the same backend servers, we need to use a consistent hashing algorithm, and it's possible to leverage the ACMP routing available in routers to distribute packets between server and deploy the backend load balancer directly to the backend server without the need of a dedicated machine. All the code that I develop is available open source, obviously, and there is also a link to my thesis, all in Italian, unfortunately, where I examine all the available load balancer in the market, and I explain all with less briefly, let's say, in like 70 pages. Thank you for your attention.
Thanks for the talk. 1, 2, 1, 2. Please. 1, 1, 1. Okay, thanks for the talk. And I have one question. Is it possible in XDP to inspect the source, the data in the packets? So you can just...
You can unpack the packet really easy. Here we have only the protocol and which type of packet it is, but it's possible to go more inside the packet to examine all the packets.
Okay, and the second part of this question, is it wise to do it? Like from the,
not that much.
Not really good, but yes.
Ask him to.
Sorry guys, if you leave the room, please leave from the door over there, and wait until the talk is over. Uh-huh.
And you cannot hear it.
Okay. Thank you all.